Your GM-certified used vehicle comes with a 100,000-mile, 5-year powertrain limited warranty, a 12-month, 12,000-mile bumper-to-bumper warranty, 117-point vehicle inspection, a vehicle history report, like-new financing for qualified buyers, 24-hour roadside assistance, courtesy transportation, and more. Shop Kerr Chevrolet in Hastings for your no-worries GM-certified used vehicle today.
The Breeze, 94.5.
To high school volleyball on the Breeze 94.5. Rob Osmond with you at a Sandy Creek High School, where the Sandy Creek Cougars are just about ready to host the St. Cecilia Bluehawks in a Class C1, C2 matchup. We've got a lot of VIPs in the crowd tonight. John Gaspers here from Gaspers Construction, tuning into the game as always. Across from us is Joe Wilson from Joe Sports Cards in Hastings as well, so a lot of good VIPs in the crowd tonight. Always proud to have some of our local guys hanging around and checking out. Big interests in ball game tonight with the Cougars and the Bluehawks. Some of the big power hitters that we can expect to hear from tonight on our Kerr Chevrolet pregame show for St. Cecilia. Of course, you always want to pay attention to solid serving, I think, is what separates the Bluehawks. They do a fantastic job at the service line. Almost all their starters, save one, is above 90% in the serving excellence, and that includes a 99% service rating for Brooke McWhorter, 97% service excellence for Brooke Busboom. So two solid hitters for the St. Cecilia Bluehawks. Of course, and then blocking at the line, you've got Caitlin Ernst is number two right now for the Bluehawks in blocks with a 73. Brooke McWhorter has 103. Setting percentages for Abby Jackson, the setter for the Bluehawks, at 99%. And then we mentioned the solid serving. Let's take a look at some of these eight serves. And certainly two names that are going to jump to the top of the Bluehawk list are going to be Audrey Gasper and Tess Kalupa. Kalupa has 27 ace serves on the season so far, 21 for Audrey Gasper. So they're your two hot hitters for St. Cecilia. Look for them to do very well tonight. Also, Gasper's on the corner, Busboom on the corner on that outside are going to be bringing some balls down in a hurry. Solid shots, good rocket arms, and just that innate ability between Gasper's and Busboom to find that avenue, to find that lane, to drive that ball to the ground. Now, Sandy Creek did not get to be number one in C2 without some solid talent of their own for the Cougars. Superior service all the way around also, so we expect to see some good serving from them. All their starters save one in the 90% trial ranking. Right on top of that is Carrie Shaw at 94%. You've got, and that's 201 serves on the year. Montana Heinrichs at 91%, pretty solid on the serves as well. Big kill separation here for the Cougars. Their top kill artist is Carrie Shaw. Expect to hear her name quite often tonight. Carrie Shaw will bring that ball with some heat on it from the middle position. Shaw has a rocket of an arm, a solid arm, that will bring that ball down in a hurry. She's got 171 kills on the year so far, averages over 3 kills per game. Ashley Harms also will bring it down from that middle position as well. So Sandy Creek likes to come right up the middle, whereas St. Cecilia will kind of mix it up, but they kind of favor those outside with Gaspers and Busboom. But look for Sandy Creek to bring it right up the middle and bring that ball home with a hurry. They also, Sandy Creek has a setter extraordinaire in the name of Michaela Shaw, just kind of watching her warm up a little bit earlier, and she has a very soft touch on the ball, but she is very accurate, very smart. She's set the ball over 1,100 times already this year, so she is on pace to do quite well for the Cougars, and she's a large reason behind their 17-4 record. So that kind of sets the table for you. By the way, Sandy Creek is co-coached by Lauren Williams and Kaylee Lepofsky. Both girls are both ladies teaming up to lead this team, turn things around for Sandy Creek. So it's kind of a nice program to see get going and moving here. We've got about 2 minutes before we're going to get started here. Sides are changing now as the girls continue their warm-ups. Then we're going to take a quick break and come back with more of your Kirk Chevrolet pregame show. You're listening to High School Volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
St. Cecilia High School is a private Catholic college preparatory school for grades 9 through 12, focusing on the student in a professional learning community, striving to provide a challenging academic experience while developing the whole student spiritually and socially. St. Cecilia students have contributed thousands of hours of community service to Hastings and the area. Students can participate in 12 sports programs, plus many other school activities, including academic decathlon and Teens for Life. Call Hastings Catholic Schools at 462-2105 and at stchastings.org.
If you need a loan, you need the Guide Rock State Bank in Edgar. The Guide Rock State Bank is ready to help you with your car loan, farm equipment, personal, or business loan. Whatever you need, checking accounts, savings accounts, loan CDs, the Guide Rock State Bank offers its customers the utmost in convenience and professional service. The Guide Rock State Bank in Edgar, your full-service bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC. The Guide Rock State Bank supports the Sandy Creek students, athletes, and coaches.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to our Kirk Chevrolet pregame show. Rob Austin with you. Pregame show brought to you by Kirk Chevrolet. It's Hastings only. No worries. GM certified used dealership. Shop Kirk Chevrolet. Find out why. Tonight's matchup, Sandy Creek Cougars, St. Cecilia Bluehawks. Just about ready to get underway from the jungle, if you will. A little GNR playing in the background here as the girls warm up. Really looking forward to tonight's contest. We've got some pretty solid players on both sides, and despite the fact that they're in C1 and C2, it is a good matchup and a good... Excuse me there. I got a little bit of a cough going here, but it is a good matchup of talent and a good matchup of philosophy, too. Alan Van Cura, the head coach for St. Cecilia, has had some up times and some down times for his girls all season long, certainly capable of playing much better than what they are doing. The teams that they have lost to, save one, have all got superior records. So that's a pretty heavy testament in itself right here. The 9 losses may seem excessive, but they are all to teams that are playing very, very well against save one. So that's the explanation, if you will, behind Hastings St. Cecilia Ball Club. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back with our starting lineups. Our starting lineups tonight brought to you by New Tech Seed, Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. We'll be right back right after this message.
If it's building a new home, residential remodeling, or a light commercial building, call John Gaspers Construction in Hastings, 463-4077. John Gaspers Construction will do the job from start to finish using professional expertise to satisfy your building ideas. John Gaspers Construction, call 463-4077. John and Pam wish the St. Cecilia sports team successful seasons and good luck to the Adams Central Hastings Hyatt area athletes. John Gaspers Construction, where they care enough to build it better.
Best of luck in tonight's game from Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes in and out of the game, Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to our Kerr Chevrolet pregame show. Rob Oth with you from Sandy Creek. Here's your starting lineups brought to you by New Tech Seed. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, proud sponsors of our starting lineup. For St. Cecilia, looks like Alvin Cure is kind of shaking things up here, so we'll try to make the best out of the starting lineup. We've got the Audrey Gaspers on the outside. She's a 5'5 senior. Brooke Buffboom on the other side is a 5'8 junior. In the middle will be Brooke McWhorter. She's a 5'9 junior. And Maggie Scope is a 5'8 junior. Tessa Kalupa gets the start on the right side. She's a 5'6 junior. And Alex Willens is the libero. She is a 5'2 senior. Abby Jackson, the setter for the Blue Hawks at 5'4 and a junior. We'll take a quick break, come back with the starting lineups for Sandy Creek right after this. High School Volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5.
When you work the land, you know that you can make the land work more for you with irrigation and test wells from Shuck Drilling Company in Edgar, Nebraska. Shuck Drilling has T&L pivots, Worthington pumps, Western Land Roller pumps, Hastings Irrigation Pipe and Supplies, and repairs all types of pumps. Shuck Drilling, quality products produced locally to help you increase your harvest yields and helping our economy grow stronger. Chuck Drilling Company in Edgar since 1947, supporting Sandy Creek and area athletes. Deeker Construction in Hastings has been a trusted contractor for more than 25 years. Deeker Construction specializes in custom homes, commercial construction, complete remodeling, and additions, as well as concrete work. Deeker Construction's support of high school athletics helped make this broadcast possible. Jackson's Forest Service has moved to 219 North Lexington in Hastings, on the corner of 3rd and Lexington. Jackson's Forest Service does commercial and residential installation of carpet, vinyl, ceramic tile, laminate, and pre-finished wood. Call Jim and Greg at 402-462-9336 or 462-0968. Jackson's Forest Service supports the local and area athletes and teams and wishes them good luck this season. Jackson's Forest Service, now located at 219 North Lexington in Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to our high school volleyball game of the week. Rob Oz with you from Cougars Den in Sandy Creek. Here's our starting lineup for the Sandy Creek Cougars. On the outside is 5'5", Amanda Caton. On the other side will be Taylor Horst, a hard-hitting girl that's 5'10". And we're also looking at Ashley Harms, will be bringing it up the middle. And she is at 5'11". Carrie Shaw is a 5'9" in the middle as well. Montana Heinrichs, a 5'9" right side hitter. Michaela Shaw is the center at 5'11". And the libero is Morgan Heinrichs, and she is 5'3". So we are just about ready to get underway. That's your starting lineup, brought to you by New Tech Seed. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, proud sponsors of our starting lineup. It would appear, then, that Sandy Creek has won the toss and will be serving here momentarily as they get a huddle going. Rotation all worked out for St. Cecilia. Coach Alan Van Cure, a long time coach, has the Blue Hawks in shape and ready to go. And indeed it is the case. Sandy Creek will be serving once the ball gets put into play. It'll be Montana Heinrichs with the duties of getting things started as the scorekeepers work out a few kinks in the system. Now the rotation being checked by our referees. Got a pretty good crowd in attendance tonight at Sandy Creek. As always, the roadies from St. Cecilia making the trek wherever the Lady Blue Hawks go. Sandy Creek's got a whole side of the gym, the far side of the gym, all packed and ready for some Cougar action volleyball. The Sandy Creek Cougars are in white short-sleeve tops with black shorts. St. Cecilia in their road blue tops and black shorts. St. Cecilia checks out. The libero, Alex Willens, in the rotation for St. Cecilia. Ball comes into the service line. Montana Heinrichs will tow it up, and we'll get this match underway. We've been waiting for it for a while, and here we go. Heinrichs gets it going. It's going to be put in play. Willens will make the cover for St. Cecilia. Big shot in the middle. It's going to go from Brooke McWhirter, but it was going to be knocked down at the line. The middle coming up for Sandy Creek, and Sandy Creek is on top to get the ball game started. A service from Heinrichs. Montana Heinrichs wastes little time and gets the Cougars up real quick, 2-0, and she just found that open spot in the backcourt for St. Cecilia in between players and gets it to drop for the ace, setting the tone quick for the ball game. Service underway now, handled by the Blue Hawks. Works on the left side. It's going to be pushed up by Michaela Shaw. Save on the right side by Gasper. She'll come up on left side now. Boom. Shot comes from Bus Boom, and it's just going to be a little bit too long. And the Cougars, that quick, are up to a quick 3-0. And St. Cecilia has a tendency to be off to a little bit of a slow start, but this is not a team that you want to make that happen. Heinrichs. Service is underway. It's going to be fielded cleanly by the Blue Hawks and then tipped over on the right side. And it looks like it was Tessa Kalupa who came up with a nice touch to get the Blue Hawks on the board, trailing by 2. Service for St. Cecilia is handled by Heinrichs. Will bring it over for the Cougars. And now it's going to be knocked over by Bus Boom, fielded by the Cougars, setting up for the back row. Hard shot going to be picked up nicely by Jackson. Our check that will end. Into the net it's going to go, and the Cougars will pick up the point, stretch their lead now to 4-1. In service will be Amanda Caton. Caton's going to let it fly. It's going to be a floater. Willens will handle it. set by Jackson, pounded over on the right side by Busboom. Cougars will reload. Gaspers goes down and gets one big save for the Blue Hawks. Cougars now reloading on the left side. Gaspers one more time with the save, the dig for St. Cecilia. Busboom had one partially blocked, brought right back down, but the Blue Hawks will be able to counter it. Loading up on the right side, tipped up by the Blue Hawks. Cougars tried to get one in. Gaspers makes a good save in the back row for the Blue Hawks. Busboom makes a wall up, and it's going to go down. It's going to be touched. And Busboom will get the point. Brooke Busboom just came from that left side and brought it down and makes the contest a 4-2 Cougar lead. Sandy Creek shuffling up that backfield a little bit. Busboom will rear back and let this one fly for service for St. Cecilia, handled by the Cougars. Set on the right side by Shaw, brought down hard, quick, and on the right side, Brianna Poppy got a hold of that one, put some pop into a check net. That's going to be Carrie Shaw that brought it in, and we'll get the point back for Sandy Creek along with a three-point lead. Gaspers now working that outside position in that front row. Drops back, watches go one right behind her, between her and Busboom, and no one's going to get to it. St. Cecilia has themselves in a hole right now, 6-2. Carrie Shaw with the service. She'll step up, roll this one in. It's a hard one. Busboom will handle it. Push to Jackson, and now a hard shot by McWhorter will come across. Cougars there to handle it. Diving effort and unable to get to it was Tessa Kalupa. Kalupa made a diving effort, but comes up short. Big point now goes to Sandy Creek, up by 5-7-2 here in the first set. One more time, Shaw lets it fly. Gaspers has it just off the block, but it was a hard hit. Cougars will try to play it. Gaspers, McWhorter touched at the net for the block, but it goes off their hands and out of bounds. Point will go to Sandy Creek. Coach Van Kiro wants to talk about it. Take a quick timeout. 8-2 is our score. The first set. We'll take a break. You're listening to High School Volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
Your Double Circle Co-op, the Fairfield Co-op, has a full line of chemicals, mixed fertilizers, insecticides, and whatever you need for a good farming operation. This full-service co-op has the equipment to do custom application. Propane is available. The Fairfield Nonstop Co-op Fertilizer Association in Fairfield, Glenville, Pauline, and Edgar proudly supports Sandy Creek and all area athletes, celebrating more than 50 years of service to South Central Nebraska, including the Fertilizer Ag Chemical Plant near Blue Hill and Air. The Fairfield Nonstop Co-op.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to the Cougars' Den in Sandy Creek. Rob Austin with you for the St. Cecilia Blue Hawks and the Sandy Creek Cougar volleyball match. 8-2 here in the first set. Sandy Creek up on top with the service remains Carrie Shaw. Shaw will take things up along with a six-point lead. Her shot, the floater, is going to be picked up by Wallen. Over on the left side to Jackson. Gaspers comes down with it just on the right side. It's going to roll along the net. Cougars make a good play to save it. Gaspers reloads, this time off the block and into the crowd it goes. And Gaspers, perseverance pays off. She'll get the service back for St. Cecilia. It'll be Brooke McWhorter serving for St. Cecilia. She's got a rollover that's going to be picked up on the right side, partially blocked now by Gaspers. Gaspers has a touch over. Sandy Creek there to cover on the left side. Hard shot. Taylor Horst lets it fly. The Blue Hawks handle it. Gaspers one more time pushes back to the back row. On the left side, Horst one more time. It's going to go in just inside the back row. Horst will get the point for Sandy Creek. And the lead stretches to 6-9-3. Back to serve, Michaela Shaw. Excuse me, one more time. Shaw knocks it out of bounds. And St. Cecilia will get it back that quick. Now trailing by 5, Abby Jackson. Curtis knocks it over. Cougars there to cover. On the right side, shot's going to be knocked out of bounds. Taylor Horner, check that, Ashley Harms. Normally, Harms from the middle position. She drifted over to the right side to bring this one home. Jackson will get it back. Service is up. Cougars handle it now on the right side. One more time. Harms gets it. Off the net, the roll. The Blue Hawks were waiting for it. hard shot from St. Cecilia. The Cougars going to have a hard time getting this one back over, and they will not be able to, and St. Cecilia cuts their deficit to 3. Abby Jackson, one more time, rolls this one over pretty hard. It's going to be played nicely. There's that middle shot, hard effort. Ashley Harms this time from the middle, drives it home for St. Cecilia. Big kill for Harms. 10-6, our score. It's a four-point Cougar lead. Back to serve, Taylor Horst. Horst shot's going to be covered by Gaspers. Knocked over at the middle. And another solid shot. Look out. Harms has got two solid kills in a row, and the lead stretches back to 5 for Sandy Creek. Ashley Harms from that middle position has been rocking. Willens will handle it to Jackson on the left side. Hard shot going to be blocked at the net. Kalupa was there, and it drops down on the Cougar side, and St. Cecilia will get it back. Gaspers back to serve, trailing by 4. Her service is going to be a little bit too long. Score now 12-7 here in the first set. Back to serve, Ashley Harms. Harms knocks it over. It's picked up, handled by Gaspers in that back row. Diving shot. Cougars going to have a hard time getting to it, and it'll be 4. And St. Cecilia tries to battle their way back into this ball game. Down again now by 4. In for the service for St. Cecilia will be Libby Kissinger. Kissinger, a 5'4 sophomore, steps up. She'll pop one over. It's going to be picked up, handled nicely by Caton on the left side. Brought down quick and with authority from that outside position. Carrie Shaw is lined up in the middle, but boy, she really brought that one down from the outside and stretches the lead now 13-8. Montana Heinrichs will step back up in the rotation, her second rotation for serving. Gaspers will handle this serve. Bus boom on the left side, going to get it to go, and she'll get the point and the block, or the solid shot. Point will go to St. Cecilia. 13-9 is our score. Service is going to be out of bounds from Kalupa, and the Cougars will get it right back. Along with it, a 5-point lead to the line will go Amanda Caton. Caton steps up, knocks this one over. It's going to be picked up by Kalupa. On the right side, hard shot, just out of bounds. It's going to be a tough one to call, but St. Cecilia will not get the call. 15-9 is our score. Jackson right at the net, and she's going to get called into it. She went up for a good set. However, her shoulder was right on the net, and they're going to call that one. So Amanda Caton will get to continue the service. Cougars up in the first set. Touched over by Busboom. Gaspers in the back row. She stayed home and made the cover. And then she'll send this one back as a free ball for the Cougars on the right side. Hard shot. Good rebound. And then finally knocked out of bounds. No touch. Yes, there was a touch. So I think Cecilia will get the ball back. 16-10 is our score. Busboom with the serve right on target on the left side, partially blocked. Hard shot, though, from Horst. Gaspers gets one right at the line, and she'll get it to drop. It looked like the Cougars had called it out, but it was right on the line. And St. Cecilia now cuts that lead down to 5 one more time. Busboom rears back, lets this one fly. Handled with difficulty by the Cougars. They'll send it over free ball. Jackson works the right side to McWhirter off the block. Diving's effort picked up by the Cougars. Montana Heinrichs will make the big save for Sandy Creek. Hard shot on the outside. Gaspers gets it to go. Point St. Cecilia. Boy, you had Cougars diving everywhere. And the lead now 4, 16-12. Busboom one more time. Let it go. It's going to be picked up by Heinrichs on the right side. She'll bring it across. It's going to be partially blocked by McWhirter. No one there to cover for St. Cecilia, and the streak will run dry. 17-12 is our score again in the first set. Carrie Shaw will step up Let this one fly. It's going to go too deep, out of bounds. And Sandy Creek will turn it over. Saint Cecilia now another rotation through, down by four. McWhorter lets this one go, picked up by the Cougars in the back row. Hard shot on the left side, bringing it down and bringing it down with some authority. Ashley Harms from that middle position rocked that ball. 18-13 is our score. Michaela Shaw with the service, handled by the Blue Hawks. Dropped over by Caitlin Ernst. Gaspers pushes it over. Cougars cover brought right down real quick by Ernst. And now Gaspers on the left side. She'll let it go. Cougars make a miraculous save and keep the ball in play. Blue Hawks reloading. Gaspers again from that outside position. Hammers one down, covered by the Cougars. From the back row, just launching herself at it. Carrie Shaw came up from that back row and sends it right into the net. St. Cecilia will get it back one more time. Down by four, 18-14. Solid shot from Jackson. Harms gets it at the net. Picked up by Gaspers on the right side, letting it fly and bringing it down home. Good effort by Tessa Kalupa, the 5'6 junior. Gets St. Cecilia right back in this now. Down by three. Jackson floats one in. It's picked up by the Cougars. Sets her in the middle. Horst was with it, covered by the Blue Hawks. Gaspers launches one, sails out of bounds. She had the right idea. Nobody was home in the back row for the Cougars, but the ball just too long. 19-15 is our score. Sandy Creek with the ball to serve. Taylor Horst, covered by Willens, to Jackson in the middle. Ernst let it fly, covered by the Cougars. On the right side, hard angle to get to, but Kalupa got to it. Cougars there to cover, nevertheless. Harms lets one go for the Cougars, and it sails out of bounds. St. Cecilia will get the point. Down by three, Audrey Gaspers with the service. She'll round one in and get it in. Tough play, but the Cougars were there to handle it. Through the block, the Cougars got it. Hard shot. Taylor Horst split the seams of the Blue Ox and gets it, and it's 20. To 16. St. Cecilia will have to make a statement here. Back to serve for the Cougars, Ashley Harm. She floats one over. Knuckleball picked up by Willens to Jackson to Busboom off the block, covered by the Cougars, working the left side themselves. Launched just out of bounds. Hard shot. Tough angle for Amanda Caton. Goes out of bounds. St. Cecilia will pick up the service. Down by three now, 20-17. To serve, Libby Kissinger one more time. On the left side, Heinrichs lets one fly, or Shaw rather lets one fly. It's covered by the Blue Ox, and then responding on their own. Look out, Kalupa was there on that outside, on the right side, and just drives that ball down and gets the point back for St. Cecilia. Now down by two, 18-20. It's as close as they've been since the game started. So the Blue Ox hanging in there. Down by two. Busboom lets one go. It's going to be picked up by the Cougars. Working in the middle. A game of touch. And Montana, or check that, Carrie Shaw steps up and gets one in. Drops it in for Sandy Creek. 21-18 the score. Sandy Creek now on top by three. Montana Heinrichs with the service. She'll rear back. Let this one float. Willens will cover it. Pushed up by Kalupa, knocked down hard in the middle by, I think it was McWhorter who got a hold of it. Bounces off the Cougars and into the crowd. St. Cecilia draws back. 21-19. Kalupa to serve. Picked up off the back row by the Cougars and sent back by a free ball by Carrie Shaw. Jackson now, the Busboom. Busboom off the block there to save it was Gaspers to keep it going. For St. Cecilia, Cougars reloading now on the left side, off the block. Hard shot from Amanda Caton, covered by the Blue Hawks. Thundered down by McWhorter, that's covered by the back row of Sandy Creek. Gaspers punches one, and it's going to go out of bounds. And the score stretches now, 22-19. It's a three-point Sandy Creek lead. Amanda Caton continues her service. Bring one over, picked up by Kalupa to Jackson. The Buffoon went for it, and it was blocked. Hard shot, but blocked by Sandy Creek. 23-19. Coach Van Kira wants to talk about it. We'll take a quick break as well. You're listening to High School Volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
CPI, Mr. Tire has the right tire for you.
Buy two, get two free on Cooper Tires at CPI and Mr. Tire. Buy two Coopers Z-on-2XS tires at $110 each and get the other two tires absolutely free. Sizes P22545ZR17-2XS and P23540R17-2XS. Also includes free rotation mounting balancing and a free road hazard warranty. Buy two, get two free at CPI and Mr. Tire.
CPI, Mr. Tire has the right tire for you.
The Breeze, 94.5.
23-19 is our score in the first set. Rob Osmond with you on High School Volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5. Sandy Creek on top of St. Cecilia. In the C1-C2 battle, Sandy Creek has been in control most of the ball game. Again, they're up by four. Service from Amanda Caton goes over. Kalupa's to cover. Busboom drops one in. It's going to be picked up in the back row. Working that left side, Sandy Creek off the block. McWhirter and Jackson were there. But into the net go the Cougars. So St. Cecilia draws back into the contest, 23-20. Busboom lets one go. Picked up in the back row by the Cougars. Now working the right side off the block. Willens is there to cover. Sent over free ball by Kalupa. That in the middle. Shaw lets one go. It's going to be knocked out of bounds. Did we get a touch? We did get a touch. So Sandy Creek will get the point, and it's a big one because it sets up set point, 24-20. Sandy Creek with the serve. They had to go to the far judge to see if it was a touch. Gary Shaw let this one go. Willens to Jackson, working the right side, brought over, covered by the Cougars. Hard shot down and through from Ashley Harms. And Ashley Harms will get the first set for Sandy Creek, 25-20. We'll take a quick break and come back with our Allens of Hastings mid-set break. It's High School Volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
Superior Deschler Incorporated in Edgar supports the farmers and agriculture in South Central Nebraska. Superior Deschler serves its customers with propane, custom application, liquid fertilizer, variable rate dry fertilizer, anhydrous ammonia, farm chemicals, refined fuels and seeds, including Dynagrow. Proudly serving Edgar, Fairfield, and the surrounding area. Superior Deschler Incorporated in Edgar. Good luck on the field and in the classrooms of Sandy Creek and area athletes from Superior Deschler Incorporated.
For all your Husker game day gear, shop Allen's Husker Shop. We have the largest and most unique selection in the area now at 25% off through the end of the month with new Husker clothing, including hard-to-find children's items. For tailgating before the big game, see our Husker canopies, chairs, and coolers. We carry corn heads, giant wall crushers, bedding, and collectibles. Allen's Husker Shop offering you more.
Will you get more Superstore?
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to the Cougars' Den in Sandy Creek. Rob Austin with you on The Breeze, 94.5. And as always, online at KLIQFM.com. Live streaming. Boy, I got a little bit of a tickle in my throat today. It just seems to be one of those nights where the cops are setting in, but well, we had a great game here to get things started. Sandy Creek off to a really quick start, 3-0 to get the first set going, and St. Cecilia unable to catch up. They never led in the contest, only came at one time as close as 2 points when they were down 20-18, 21-19, and then they kind of let the first game, first set slip away from them, so we'll see if Coach Van Kira can rally his girls and get back into this. It would be a big shot in the arm for Sandy Creek's program if they could keep this thing going. By the way, you're listening to the Allens of Hastings mid-set break brought to you by Allens, the You Get More Superstore on West 2nd Street in Hastings. So second set action will be coming your way. St. Cecilia will be back to serve. Rotations being checked by our referees, and we'll see if St. Cecilia can overcome a slow start and try to get things moving. Kalupa will have the service. She'll have Wilenz and Gaspers in the back row to help her. Jackson, McWhirter, and Busboom in the front row for St. Cecilia. Partial block off that front row. The set came across, and Sandy Creek wasted little time knocking that one through, getting a 1-0 lead. One more time to get things started. Montana Heinrichs back to serve for Sandy Creek. It's going to be picked up by Kalupa to Jackson to Busboom. Busboom sends it across. It's going to be covered by Harms and then knocked out of bounds. And St. Cecilia will get it back and draw even in the contest. The first time they have done so. Busboom rears back, let this one go. It's going to be picked up by the Cougars on the left side. Touched over. Nobody there for St. Cecilia. Smart shot, great effort. Michaela Shaw saw the opening. Instead of going for the set, she went for the dink and gets it. Sandy Creek up 2-1 in the second set. Back to serve, Amanda Caton. Caton let this one go. Going down to get it with Busboom. And Busboom had to make a dig on her shoestring to get that one and sends it out of bounds. So Sandy Creek now up by two. Caton's service picked up by Busboom to Jackson, working the left side to Gaspers. Gaspers off the block, has it handled by the Cougars. Hard shot, good block by St. Cecilia. Jackson and McWhirter battling at the net. Into the net goes the ball from Sandy Creek, so St. Cecilia will get the ball back. Back into the ball game will be Caitlin Ernst, I believe. 3-2 the score. Sandy Creek on top, handles the service. On the left side, Gaspers off the block, and it drops in. St. Cecilia will get the point and draw the match even. 3-3 here in the second set. Brooke McWhirter back to serve one more time for St. Cecilia. She'll walk up, step, pop it across, picked up by the Cougars. Shaw in the back row will let it go. Blocked partially by Ernst, but a little too much oomph on it. And out of bounds it goes. Sandy Creek will get the point. And with it, the lead, 4-3. Shaw lets this one go for Sandy Creek to Jackson now. Gaspers on the left side. Ernst there to save it. Jackson to Gaspers one more time. Diving effort for Sandy Creek. Ball kept alive. Blue Hawks reloading. This time it's Ernst stepping up from that middle position to slap one home and get the point for St. Cecilia. To tie things back up in this second set at 4. Abby Jackson will serve from the middle. Step forward, drop this one in. Picked up by the Cougars. Back set, hammered home. Right angle, right time. Taylor Horst lets it fly from the right side, gets the point. And the lead for Sandy Creek at 5-4. Back to serve will be Michaela Shaw. Shaw's a 5'11 center for the team. She'll drop this one in. Wilenz to Jackson on the left side. Hard shot by Kalupa. As the Blue Hawks reset their line, it's going to be punched in by Ashley Harms. Harms working from that middle position. Shuffled over to the right side to get the point in a 6-4 lead for Sandy Creek. Service comes over from Shaw. Wilenz handles this for the Blue Hawks off the block from Kalupa. Left side going to be touched over nicely by Horst. Jackson now on the right side, the Blue Hawks go. Kalupa lets it fly, and they're going to get called for 4 hits off that one. Sandy Creek will get it back, stretch their lead now to 3, 7-4. I think Cecilia has yet to lead the match tonight. Jackson to Kalupa now. Kalupa lets it go. Diving effort by Shaw. Blocked out of bounds. Ernst and Kalupa teamed up, but their efforts are in vain. Knocked out of bounds, and the lead stretches now 8-4 in favor of Sandy Creek. Gaspers handles the service. In the middle, Ernst lets it go. Good effort by the Cougars to be there to cover. Jackson to Kalufa now. To Gaspers. Gaspers on the left side. Thought the ball was dead. Sandy Creek keeps it alive, and it's four hits. And I think St. Cecilia counted five. Nevertheless, Blue Hawks will get the point. Trailing by three. Audrey Gaspers to serve. She'll step up, pop it over. Hard serve. Picked up nicely by Horse. On the left side, launched out of bounds. Good idea. Montana Heinrich had it from that outside position. But it was too long. St. Cecilia with the service. Down by two. Hard shot. Fielded somehow by the Cougars. And then launched out of bounds on the free ball return. And St. Cecilia now draws back into the contest. Trailing by one. Gaspers putting some service together. Rolls one in. Going down for the dig are the Cougars. In the middle, Wilentz makes a diving effort, but it's a hard shot from Ashley Harms. And Harms will get the service back for the Cougars, along with it a two-point lead, 9-7. Horst. Taylor Horst will serve right along the net, but just out of bounds. It was a hard shot, but for naught, St. Cecilia will get it back trailing by one. Quick rotation as Ernst heads to the bench into the ballgame will be Libby Kissinger. Kissinger will handle the service duties. Blue Hawks trail by one in the second set after dropping the first step. On the right side, launched out of bounds one more time. Harms loaded up, drives it down, and this match now tied up at nine. St. Cecilia can lead for the first time tonight. Kissinger drops one in. Busboom. McWherter to Busboom drops it over. It's picked up by the Cougars. Gaspers now with the block. Hard shot by Kalupa. Cougars will send a free ball over. Lucky to cover that one. Jackson one more time working with Busboom on the left side. Busboom gets the kill. She's been waiting for that one all night. And she gets it, and St. Cecilia has the lead for the first time in the match. Kissinger putting some service together. Back set blocked by McWherter. McWherter made the Cougars pay for that one. St. Cecilia now with a two-point lead. Kissinger floats this one over. It's going to be picked up by the Cougars on the left side. Off the block, hard shot by Amanda Corden, or Keaton rather. Busboom trying to put two together, and this one's going to go a little bit too long. 11-10, Sandy Creek down. Ashley Harms to serve for the Cougars. She'll reach this one over just off the net. Wilentz makes a heads-up play and gets it over. A diving effort. The ball, the service, hit the net. And now St. Cecilia has a two-point lead. Kalupa with the serve on the left side. Shaw lets one go. Gasper's there to cover. Kalupa to Busboom off the block. Cougars now on the right side into the net. Too much. Montana Heinrichs put too much on that one. And it's a three-point St. Cecilia lead. Tessa Kalupa one more time sends this one across. Diving effort and then knocked out of bounds. Shaw going the wrong way. Had to backpedal and slam the ball up, and it went nowhere. And it's a 14-10 ball game. And this time, coaches Williams and Lepofsky won a timeout for Sandy Creek. We'll take a break as well. It's high school volleyball in the Breeze, 94.5 at KLIQFM.com.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Drop the first set, 25-20. They're battling back. Blue Hawks now with the lead, 14-10. Kalupa serve covered by the Cougars. Battle at the net. McWherter on the right side, and this one's going to be called in the right spot with Montana Heinrich. Sandy Creek will get the call down by three to serve Montana Heinrich. Heinrich rears back, let this one go. Kalupa sends the free ball, picked up by the Cougars. Now McWhorter turns around and lets it go. Brooke McWhorter from that left side drives it home, gets the service back for St. Cecilia, and a 15-11 lead. Busboom lets it go. Cougars battle at the net. Jackson lets it go right in the middle. McWhorter steps up and drops it over for the Blue Hawks. Cougars now backpedaling. Jackson to McWhorter. McWhorter lets this one go, but knocks it out of bounds. And Sandy Creek will pick up the point and draw within three, 15-12. Back to serve is Amanda Caton. Caton lets this one go right in the middle, and Wilentz couldn't come up to get it. Ace service for Sandy Creek. Gaspers on the left side off the block, and the Blue Hawks couldn't cover it. Tough kill. Cougars stepping up big on that outside position. It's 15-14. Now it's Coach Ventura wants to talk about it. We'll take a break as well. High School Volleyball in the Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
Best of luck in tonight's game from Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes in and out of the game, Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed.
Deeker Construction in Hastings has been a trusted contractor for more than 25 years. Deeker Construction specializes in custom homes, commercial construction, complete remodeling, and additions, as well as concrete work. Deeker Construction's support of high school athletics helped make this broadcast possible.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Set action from Sandy Creek. Rob Austin with them, The Breeze, 94.5, KLIQFM.com. Sandy Creek led the second by as many as three, or as many as four, rather. St. Cecilia battled back. They were up, and now St. Cecilia hanging on by the narrowest of margins, 15-14. Service picked up. Gaspers hung with it. Free ball sent over by Busboom on the right side. Knocked out of bounds. Cougars had a chance to tie it up, and the ball just went a little bit long. It's a two-point Blue Hawk lead. Brooke McWhorter will let this one go. Picked up in the back row by the Cougars. Arms brings it over, but it's going to be blocked by Ernst and Jackson at that front line. And the point will fall for St. Cecilia now, up by three, 17-14. McWhorter lets this one go. From the right side, good coverage by Kalupa. Gaspers lets it go. Tries to block it at the net, but it's going to be the Cougars bringing it down. Superior effort, Michaela Shaw. Normally a setter, got a hold of that one and brought it down. And it's a two-point St. Cecilia lead. The Cougars now battling back. Service from Shaw is going to be covered by the Blue Hawks. Gaspers on the left side finds the open spot. Gaspers with the kill. Makes it an 18-15 ball game. Three-point lead now for St. Cecilia. Abby Jackson winds up, drops this one over, picked up by the Cougars on the right side, can be punched over. Wilentz is there, sent over by Busboom. Confusion in the back row for the Cougars as Amanda Caton and Carrie Shaw went for the same ball, and it'll bounce away, and St. Cecilia will pick up the point along with it, a four-point lead, 19-15 here in the second set. Jackson rolls this one over. It's picked up by the Cougars. Working that middle, solid shot. Ashley Harms, with her fourth kill of the night, makes it a three-point ball game. Cougars are down. Jackson works the net on the right side. Let it go, and it's going to go down. Cougars looking for another one of those miracle returns. Did not get it. And St. Cecilia pulls up by four. Gaspers can get a rally going here. Sends it across. Cougars cover. Worked that middle, but that's a super shot. Ashley Harms has found the groove. And it's 2017, still a three-point Blue Hawk lead late in the second set. Willens covers. Jackson makes the run. Ernst steps up to push it over. Middle shot, good block by Ernst. And Busboom keeps it alive for St. Cecilia. The ball gets knocked out of bounds. St. Cecilia will get the point. It's a big one. 21-17. Blue Hawks on top. They'll send in Libby Kissinger to serve one more time. She can get a rally going, but this one's going to be just out of bounds. Looked like it might have had a line, but they didn't get the call. Sandy Creek will get the point. The side judge was trying to get out of the way. 21-18. Nevertheless, Cougars let it fly. Harms on the right side. Kalupa has it partially blocked. Good effort. No, we're going to get four hits. Four hits for St. Cecilia, and Sandy Creek catching the break, battles back. They're down by two. Harms one more time. Walks up, pops it over. It's a hard one. Willens is there to Jackson to Busboom on the left side. Going to get it to go. St. Cecilia will get the service back, and more importantly, they pick up the point, 22-19, a three-point lead. Kalupa, Tessa Kalupa will handle the service for the Blue Ox. The ball up on the stage, and our sign judge has disappeared for the moment to go get it. And he'll come around to the cheers of the crowd and send the ball back in. Kalupa patiently waiting for the Blue Ox on the left side. She'll let it fly. It's going to be picked up in the back row by the Cougars. Hard shot. Willens is there to Jackson. McWhorter in the middle has it blocked by Shaw. Busboom will try the other side on the left and try to get it to go. It's covered by the Cougars. Cougars doing a good job adjusting defensively. One more time. Busboom into the net. No, she can't get to it. That was just a little bit off. 22-20 is our score. Sandy Creek down by two late in the second set. They took the first set, 25-20. Kalupa goes down. Jackson to Busboom on the right side. It's going to be covered by the Cougars on the left side, knocked out of bounds, no touch call. St. Cecilia will get the point. 23-20, it's a three-point St. Cecilia lead, and Brooke Busboom to serve. Floated over, picked up. Shaw makes the pass, covered by Willens to Jackson for the Blue Hawks. Gaspers lets it go, partially blocked. Cougars will have to make a free ball for it. Gaspers to Jackson, right back to Gaspers. Gaspers off the block, diving effort, down it goes. St. Cecilia gets the point. Set point now for St. Cecilia, 24-20. Busboom can take it here. No, we're going to get a timeout for the Cougars. Nope, we're not going to get a timeout. Busboom will let it go. A little confusion there. Cougars trying to get it to go. They can't. St. Cecilia will pick up the second set by the same score, 25-20. We'll take a quick break, come back with our Allens of Hastings mid-set break. It's high school volleyball on the breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
Muscati Health Center proudly supports the St. Cecilia athletes and team. Muscati Health is an integrated team of family physicians and mental health care providers, specializing in family practice and obstetrics, always caring for its current patients and always welcoming new patients. Muscati Health Center is open from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday, Tuesday nights till 7:30, and now offering urgent care services Saturday and Sunday afternoon from 1 to 4. Stewards of Compassionate Care, Muscati Health Center and the Crozier Park Professional Center, 23 East 14th Street, Hastings.
For all your Husker game day gear, shop Allen's Husker Shop. We have the largest and most unique selection in the area now at 25% off through the end of the month with new Husker clothing, including hard-to-find children's items. For tailgating before the big game, see our Husker canopies, chairs, and coolers. We carry corn heads, giant wall crushers, bedding, and collectibles. Allen's Husker Shop offering you more.
Will you get more Superstore?
The Breeze, 94.5.
Hey, welcome back to the Cougars' Den in Sandy Creek. Rob Austin with you on the Allens mid-set break brought to you by Allen's of Hastings, the You Get More Superstore on West 2nd Street in Hastings. Proud sponsors of our mid-set break. We have a halftime show brought to you by Allen's for football, but for volleyball, we don't have much time, so we give you the mid-set break. First set won by Sandy Creek as they came out and set the tone and won the first set, 25-20. St. Cecilia battles back, takes the second set, 25-20 as well. So there will be a fourth set, at least. Some good battling going on. As expected, tough serves. But some good jockeying for position. It's a defensive battle because the corners, as expected, are working for St. Cecilia in the middles. Are getting pushed out a little bit for Sandy Creek, but they are still finding their angles and still getting it done for Sandy Creek. So we're tied up, one set apiece. Third set will be coming your way shortly. Sandy Creek will get the serve. That's your Allen's of Hastings mid-set break. And we'll be right back right now with third set action. Sandy Creek to serve. It'll be Montana Heinrich providing service for the Cougars, and we are underway. It's a hard serve. Gaspers is there to Wallens to Busboom from the middle. She'll bring it across. It's going to be covered by the Cougars. Shaw will push it over to Wallens to Jackson on the right side. Kalufa went up, but the block was there. Shaw was in on it for the Cougars. And the Cougars will get things started off with a 1-0 lead. Just as they did the other two sets. This one's going to be short-lived as the service goes out of bounds. Tied now at one. Tessa Kalupa to serve for St. Cecilia. Going now from right to left. Kalupa winds up, drops this one over, picked up by the Cougars and a floater. Hard shot, but blocked. Michaela Shaw got a hold of that one. McWhorter goes. This one's going to be blocked by Carrie Shaw of the Cougars. Jackson will just send it over in a free ball. Heads up play as Busboom at the net working against Michaela Shaw. And Busboom will win that battle and get a 2-1 lead for St. Cecilia here in the third set. Kalupa will continue her service for St. Cecilia. Shot is over. Just out of bounds the call. Trying to go across the net. Kalupa couldn't hit the mark, and we're tied up at two to serve for Sandy Creek. Amanda Caton. Caton lets this one go. It's a side shot. Jackson to McWhorter on the outside. McWhorter lets it go. Running effort by Shaw, and it's going to be misplayed by the Cougars. And St. Cecilia will get service back in a one-point lead. Brooke Busboom will toe the line on the left side. She'll step up, rear back, let this one go, and it's going to float out of bounds. And we're right back to being tied, this time at three. Back to serve will be Carrie Shaw, the hard-hitting middle hitter for Sandy Creek. She'll toe the line in the middle of the court. Let this one fly. Busboom will get it to Jackson, to Gaspers. Gaspers off the block. She'll handle the block herself and wind up on the left side. This one's going to be blocked out of bounds, so Gaspard's tenacity pays off in the end. And it's a 4-3 St. Cecilia lead now. Brooke McWhorter will serve for St. Cecilia. She'll step up, pop this one over. They're going to call it out of bounds. No, just in. Just in. The Cougars thought it was going to go out of bounds. And St. Cecilia gets the point, a two-point lead. Brooke McWhorter, one more time, walks up, pops it across, covered by the Cougars. Michaela Shaw works the right side, picked up by Horst to let it fly, and St. Cecilia is going to have a hard time handling it. Point will go to Sandy Creek, now down by one. Michaela Shaw, center for the Cougars, will handle the service. They're four deep for St. Cecilia. This one's going to float way out of bounds. St. Cecilia makes the good call and gets it back up by two. Abby Jackson lets it go in the back row. Picked up and brought down with authority. I tell you, Ashley Harms just got an arm. And she has just rocketed that ball tonight. Sandy Creek will get the point now. They're down by one. Taylor Horst will serve for Sandy Creek. Still step up. Rocket this one over. Well, Ents does well to get a hold of it. Gaspers to Busboom. Busboom will just push it over. Free ball for the Cougars in the middle, but blocked by Ernst. Ernst trying to time it perfectly. Couldn't get it. Ashley Harms, one more time, steps up, and just rockets that ball down. Gets it through the block. And we are tied up at six. Sandy Creek battles back. Busboom handles the service to Wilentz. Kalupa will knock it over, picked up by Carrie Shaw to Michaela Shaw. Good set by two Harms in the middle, but her shot's going to go out of bounds, and St. Cecilia will get the lead right back, 7-6. Audrey Gaspers with those pink shoelaces on just her right shoe zips one across and just finds the mark on the court. It would have been a great play if Sandy Creek would have come up with it. They did not. And Gaspers now has a two-point lead for St. Cecilia. Michaela Shaw makes a set to Horst. Horst comes up from the back row to bring one down for the Cougars and bring them within one. Harms will handle the service. Harms rolls this one over. Gaspers handles to Jackson in the middle. Knocked over by Kalupa, covered by Michaela Shaw. Carrie Shaw gets it, but it's going to be blocked by Ernst and Busboom, and the point will go to St. Cecilia. Lead now is two for the Bluehawks. Kissinger in to serve one more time. She'll float this one over, picked up by the Cougars in the back row. Carrie Shaw hammers it down on the left side. And boy, Carrie Shaw from that left side position just dropped that ball down right along the line and makes it a one-point lead for St. Cecilia. Cougars with the service. Montana Heinrichs gets the service, picked up by the Bluehawks. Bluehawks now, Wilentz to Jackson, works the right side off the block. Kalupa hung in there, and the Bluehawks will try to reload. Here come the Cougars now on the left side. Little confusion. Giving it up, sending over the free ball was Amanda Caton. Busboom lets it go, but it's off the block of Carrie Shaw and right back down to Bluehawks' side. So Sandy Creek has managed to tie this back up at nine. We're in the third set. One set apiece for each of these squads. Heinrichs winds up. They bring this one across. It's just out of bounds. And St. Cecilia will regain the lead. 10-9. They'll send Tessa Kalupa back to serve. Bluehawks send it across. Picked up by the Cougars on the left side. Hard shot by Michaela Shaw. Shaw's angle was perfect on that. Right into the back row. And it just slipped right through the block of the Bluehawks. And we're tied up at 10. Amanda Caton will serve for the Cougars. Wilentz to Jackson to Busboom on the right side, covered by the Cougars, who load up on their own left side. Hard shot from Horst goes out of bounds. St. Cecilia will pick up the point, regain the lead, 11-10. To serve will be Brooke Busboom. She gets the go-ahead, rears back, sends this one across, picked up Shaw to Shaw. And then into the net it goes. Ashley Harms couldn't get it to go. St. Cecilia stretches the lead to two. Busboom, one more time, rears back, floats this one in. Diving effort, free ball for the Bluehawks. Gaspers off the block, knocked out of bounds. Carrie Shaw and Michaela Shaw tried to team up to make it happen, but the ball was too hard off of Gaspers. Out of bounds it went. It's a 3-point St. Cecilia lead. Bus boom. Let's it fly one more time on the right side. Carry shot this time is going to send it into the block, and it goes straight down. St. Cecilia will pick up, or Sandy Creek, rather, will pick up the point. Down now by 2. Carry Shaw steps it, knocks it across. Wallent to Busboom. Gaspers has to send it over in a free ball, but she puts a little oomph on it in the process. It's covered by the Cougars. Hard shot covered by Busboom in self-defense, but the Blue Hawks make a go of it, but not for long because Harms is going to step up and rock home another one and make it a 12-13 set. Boy, Busboom took a hard shot off the shoulders. Gary Shaw will continue service. Just into the net. No. Rolls down. Takes a feint to steal your roll. And it's a 2-point St. Cecilia lead. Brooke McWhorter will try to bring an end to some momentum here that the Cougars are trying to develop. On the right side, hard shot. Boy, if there's any momentum, Taylor Horst was going to get it right back for Sandy Creek. It's a 1-point Blue Hawk lead. Sandy Creek will pick up the service. It'll be Michaela Shaw to serve for the Cougars. She's going to float one over. Busboom is there. To Jackson, to Gaspers with the touch, covered by the Cougars. Battle at the net, through the block, off the top of the net. Jackson was handling it. Gaspers lets it fly off the block. Carrie Shaw was there for the Cougars. Dropped up. Busboom's going to step up to pop it for the Blue Hawks. Tipped and knocked out of bounds. St. Cecilia will get it. And a 15-13 lead. Abby Jackson to serve for St. Cecilia. She'll spin this one across. Michaela Shaw to Harms on the right side now, letting it go with Horst, and Horst will find the mark. Taylor Horst brings it right back to Sandy Creek side, and it'll be Taylor Horst with the Cougars down by 1, 4 deep now to handle the service. Well, Lenz rockets one to Jackson, knocked out of bounds. Good angle from Ernst, but it's going to be covered by the Cougars. Bus boom to Jackson on the right side. Kalufa can't get it to go. Stepping up for it were the Blue Hawks, and then launched out of bounds, and down it goes. Sandy Creek has drawn back to tie things up at 15, winning the battle of the net. Gaspers handles the service to Jackson. To Kalupa off the net. Michaela Shaw to Horst. Horst hammers one, and the Blue Hawks will do well to get this one over. And they do. It's a free ball. The Cougars reload from the middle. Harms lets it go, and down it comes. Ashley Harms picks up another solid shot, and Sandy Creek has battled back to take the lead. I think it's the first lead they've had in the ballgame since this third set started. Horst will let this one go. It's going to go out of bounds. St. Cecilia will get it back, and it was a lead, but a short one at that as we're tied up now at 16. Audrey Gaspers steps up, drops this one over. Hard shot. Boy, she hits a heavy ball. Blue Hawks trying to cover on the right side. Kalupa gets it to go, and it's going to be just out of bounds. Crowd wanted the call on the line. They're not going to get it. 17-16 now. Sandy Creek on top one more time. Ashley Harms to serve. She'll float this one over. Gaspers has to go down to get it. Busboom from the outside into a block. Montana Heinrich and Kerry Shaw were there. And boy, you heard the crowd getting behind it. It's a 2-point lead. Sandy Creek has turned it around. We've got a Ventura timeout for the Blue Hawks. We'll take a break as well. 18-16 is our score. It's high school volleyball. On the Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
Deeker Construction in Hastings has been a trusted contractor for more than 25 years. Deeker Construction specializes in custom homes, commercial construction, complete remodeling, and additions, as well as concrete work. Deeker Construction's support of high school athletics helped make this broadcast possible.
Best of luck in tonight's game from Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes in and out of the game, Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Sandy Creek High School Volleyball on the Breeze. Rob Osmond with you, Sandy Creek. Saint Cecilia doing battle. Sandy Creek in the third set here. A two-point lead, 18-16. The side split first two sets. Ernst tries to get it going, but thunders into that Cougar block, and that Cougar front line is standing true. And Sandy Creek now has built a three-point lead. Service from Ashley Harms, covered by Gaffers to Jackson in the middle. Kalupa launches it out of bounds. Sandy Creek on a roll, up by four. Coach Van Cura wants one more time to talk about it. We will take a break as well. 20-16 is our score in the third set. It's high school volleyball in the Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
St. Cecilia High School is a private Catholic college preparatory school for grades 9 through 12, focusing on the student in a professional learning community, striving to provide a challenging academic experience while developing the whole student spiritually and socially. St. Cecilia students have contributed thousands of hours of community service to Hastings and the area. Students can participate in 12 sports programs, plus many other school activities, including academic decathlon and Teens for Life. Call Hastings Catholic Schools at 462-2105 and at stchastings.org.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Service right away from Ashley Harms drops in. And Sandy Creek has now built a five-point lead. They were down by as many as three. Harms shot. This one's going to be covered into the net. Into the net are the Blue Hawks. And Sandy Creek beginning to pull away, 22-16 is our score. Ashley Harms floats this one over. Gaspers covers. Busboom will send it across into the net. Partially blocked. On the left side, it's going to be a big battle. Knocked out of bounds. Kept alive by the Blue Hawks. Another battle at the net. Into the net goes St. Cecilia. And Sandy Creek will get the point. 23-16, Cougars pulling away. Harms rears back, lets this one go, floats it in. Gaspers covers to Jackson. Bus boom on the left side off the block, and out of bounds it goes. Montana Heinrich and Kerry Shaw were in on it. St. Cecilia not going to go down this set without a fight. 23-17, St. Cecilia trails. Kissinger with the set, or with the service, rather. Hard shot. Kissinger makes a good save for the Blue Hawks. There's Busboom off the block. Quick reaction by Michaela Shaw. Keeps it alive for the Cougars on the left side. Busboom reloads, finds the angle, gets it to drop. And there's a little bit of respite for St. Cecilia. 23-18, Libby Kissinger. Task with service again. She's going to drop this one over. It's going to be covered. It'll be a free ball from the Cougars. Kissinger in the back row to Jackson. To Busboom off the block and out of bounds. Down it goes. And Busboom comes up big. And St. Cecilia now has put together 4 points in a row. Three off the service from Kissinger. One more time. She'll let it fly. Michaela Shaw loads up for the Cougars. Busboom goes off the block. Saved by McWhirter. McWhirter at the net. One more time, we'll get it to go. Busboom gets it. Back set over on the right side. Chalupa can't get it to go. Good save by the Cougars. It'll be a free ball for Sandy Creek. Boy, they just hung in there and would not let that go. Now the Cougars load up on the left side. Kerry Shaw gets it to go, and the point will go to St. Cecilia. Ball's knocked out of bounds. And it's 23-20. St. Cecilia battles back, trying to get it across. Michaela Shaw tried for the quick reaction. She couldn't get it. And now it's a two-point deficit for St. Cecilia. Jackson putting together a good streak for St. Cecilia. Gary Shaw brings the streak to an end and picks up the critical set point. 24-21, Sandy Creek gets it back. Good battle at the net. Won by Gary Shaw. Montana Heinrichs will go to the net for set point. That's it fly, covered by Gaspers. The Kalupa, the bus boom, mistimes the shot. And Sandy Creek will pick up the third set. 25-21. And we'll go to a game four. We knew it was coming. So we'll take a quick break and come back with our Allens of Hastings mid-set break. It's high school volleyball in the breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
If you need a loan, you need the Guide Rock State Bank in Edgar. The Guide Rock State Bank is ready to help you with your car loan, farm equipment, personal, or business loan. Whatever you need, checking accounts, savings accounts, loan CDs, the Guide Rock State Bank offers its customers the utmost in convenience and professional service. The Guide Rock State Bank in Edgar, your full-service bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC. The Guide Rock State Bank supports the Sandy Creek students, athletes, and coaches.
For all your Husker game day gear, shop Allen's Husker Shop. We have the largest and most unique selection in the area now at 25% off through the end of the month with new Husker clothing, including hard-to-find children's items. For tailgating before the big game, see our Husker canopies, chairs, and coolers. We carry corn heads, giant wall crushers, bedding, and collectibles. Allen's Husker Shop offering you more.
Will you get more Superstore?
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to another Allens of Hastings mid-set break. Rob Austin with you from Sandy Creek. The Allens of Hastings mid-set show brought to you by Allens. You get more Superstore on West 2nd Street in Hastings, and Sandy Creek living up to their reputation this year of being a pretty solid powerhouse. They lead St. Cecilia now 2-1. But we've had some great battles, and that one was just one along the net and with a lot of tenacity. Good coverage by defense. St. Cecilia led most of that game, and then Sandy Creek kept battling back and eventually got a good-sized lead, as many as 7 points. And then it was St. Cecilia's turn to battle back. And St. Cecilia was down 23-16, or 22-16, and then came back to make a contest of it. They got within two, 23-21. And then St. Cecilia, the wheels started coming off, and Sandy Creek put it together and picked up those last two critical points and brought an end to that St. Cecilia streak to claim that third set. And again, they lead 2-1. That's your Allens of Hastings mid-set break, brought to you by Allens, the You Get More Superstore on West 2nd Street in Hastings. Our fourth set coming at you here momentarily. It'll be St. Cecilia with the service. On the court for the Blue Hawks, Kalupa will serve. Walens is there. Gaspers is there. Jackson, Busboom, and McWhirter. Cougars bring Amanda Caton, Michaela Shaw, Ashley Harms. Carrie Shaw winds up on the left side. Good block by Jackson and McWhirter. And St. Cecilia will get off to a 1-0 start. Kalupa to serve, our fourth set underway. On that left side, diving effort, Walens was there. Gaspers will send it over to free ball, but it's a good play all around by the Blue Hawks. McWhirter steps up, and you get the feeling that St. Cecilia ain't going to go down without a fight on this one. They're up 2-0 on the service of Tessa Kalupa. Kalupa serving from left to right. Goes for the angle. It's going to be picked up. Gaspers covers. McWhirter at the middle. We'll let it go. It's going to be covered by the Cougars on the right side, blocked, and Bustum got it to go. And then from then on, it was confusion for the Cougars. And now St. Cecilia up 3-0. Kalupa slides a little bit to the right. This one's going to be picked up. Pushed over. Jackson on the left side to Busboom. Off the block. Big block. Kerry Shaw and Montana Heinrichs teamed up to get Sandy Creek on the board. Tough block. The Blue Hawks could not cover. Sandy Creek now. The Cougars down by two. Montana Heinrichs to serve. She'll thunder this one over. It's going to sail out of bounds. And St. Cecilia will get it right back. Up by three. Services from Busboom, who makes a good save on this one. Gaspers on the left side tries the line, but the Cougars were there to cover. Free ball for St. Cecilia to load up. Jackson in the middle to McWhirter. McWhirter takes the angle and drops it down and gets the point for the Blue Hawks. And a 4-point lead. Brooke Busboom to serve. She'll rear back, let this one fly, works the line, picked up by the Cougars. Pushed over by Horst. Gaspers gets it back. Horst was there to cover for the Cougars. Lentz makes a nice run. Jackson too close to the line. Gaspers had a hard time playing it. Blue Hawks will save it. Gaspers will wind up. It's going to be covered by Horst to the Cougars. In the middle, Harms lets it go. McWhirter comes back in the middle and drops it down. Brooke McWhirter stepped up and gave St. Cecilia, or give St. Cecilia, a 5-point lead. It's a 6-1 start for the Blue Hawks. Brooke Busboom will continue service for St. Cecilia off to their best start of the night. They need it to force a fifth set. They're down 2-1. Michaela Shaw sets up on the left side. Kerry Shaw drives that one down, finds the open spot in the net, and Sandy Creek back in the ballgame, down by four after that solid shot. Amanda Caton will let this one go right into the net. St. Cecilia is going to get it right back. And a 5-point lead. 7-2 is our score here in the fourth set. Brooke McWhirter to serve for St. Cecilia. She'll walk right up, pop it over. Covered by the Cougars. On the right side, working. I think we got a block at the net. Yes. Off the block, the ball drops in, and St. Cecilia will lose the service. Sandy Creek gains the point. Down by four. Kerry Shaw spins this one in. Willens covers to Jackson in the middle to Ernst. Ernst finds a spot, but it's going to get covered by the Cougars. Did a great job, Sandy Creek did. No block at the net. It was a solid shot from Hurst, but it's going to go out of bounds. St. Cecilia will pick it up. And once again, they lead by five. Abby Jackson to serve. Free ball coming from the Cougars from Kerry Shaw. Jackson now to Ernst in the middle. Partially blocked, but covered by the Blue Hawks, and then fed perfectly to Ashley Harms. Harms was licking her chops at the net for Sandy Creek to drop this one down. And Sandy Creek down now by four with the service. Gaspers goes back. She'll cover it on the left side. Kalupa lets it go, covered by Kerry Shaw, the Cougars. Horst lets this one go. It's going to be picked up by the Blue Hawks. Kalupa one more time feeds Michaela Shaw, the Cougars. In the middle, hard shot. We're going to get a block by the Blue Hawks, and the shot will go down. Sandy Creek will get it. Down now by three as they battle their way back. Sandy Creek does. Service from Michaela Shaw. She'll throw it up, drop it in off the net. Good play. Ernst to cover for the Blue Hawks. And Kalupa will send over the free ball. Hard shot in the middle, and I tell you, Ashley Harms, give her an angle to the ball, and she's going to take it and get Sandy Creek the point. Sandy Creek battles back now, down by two. Walentz to Ernst. Tough play at the net. Kalupa couldn't get to it. She'll send this one over, but it's going to be blocked by Harms right in the middle. Gaspers tries the right side, covered by Horst. And they're going to get the ball. The Blue Hawks will get it to drop right in the middle of a trio of Sandy Creek players. But St. Cecilia will get it back. Audrey Gaspers sends it across, covered by the Cougars, knocked out of bounds. And it's a four-point lead for St. Cecilia. Gaspers spins this one across, going down for the digger of the Cougars. And a hard shot. One more time. I tell you what, Harms is a huge part of Sandy Creek's success. She has played a fantastic game tonight. Cougars down by three. Taylor Horst will step up, fire this one across. Buffoon can't handle it. Too hot. That ball came zipping across. And Sandy Creek has now cut the lead to two. Taylor Horst has a little bit of fire on that ball. Just clears the net, and it's got some zip to it. Walentz is there to cover. Jackson now to Buffoon on the left side. Off the block, Walentz will cover to Jackson on the right side and launched out of bounds by Kalupa. And the score goes to 9-10. Sandy Creek battling back. They were down by five. They're now trailing by one. Buffoon handles the service to Jackson, right back to Buffoon. Buffoon's going to bring an end to the streak and get it right back for St. Cecilia. They'll get a two-point lead. Ernst will head to the bench, back in the ballgame for St. Cecilia is Libby Kissinger. Kissinger steps up on the right side. She'll float this one in, picked up by the Cougars on the right side. Solid shot, Harms, one more time. Boy, you feed anything in the area to Harms, and she's going to make you pay for it. Sandy Creek, one more time, down by one. Ashley Harms to serve. And she'll rocket this one across. Gaspers handles. Feeds Jackson. Jackson to Buffoon. Buffoon with a hard shot, and it's going to go launched. It's going to be launched off a horse and out of bounds. Way out of bounds. Up into the top of the stage. Top of the curtain on the stage. St. Cecilia will get a two-point lead and send Tessa Kalupa to serve. She's going to bring one across. Carrie Shaw feeds the right side. Good diving effort by Kalupa. Jackson tries to get it to go. Buffoon takes the angle, but it's a free ball for the Cougars, and they'll try to dink it over. Jackson is there to cover to Kalupa to McWhorter off the block. Cougars reloading now on the right side. Hard shot going to be picked up by McWhorter to Jackson to Buffoon. Buffoon gets it to go and gets the angle and drops it down. St. Cecilia relentless on that left side when they can get it to work. 13-10 is our score. Kalupa will continue service for St. Cecilia. And this service is going to be a little bit too deep, and the streak runs to an end for Kalupa. Sandy Creek down by two to the line will come Montana Heinrich. She'll rear back, spin this one across. It's going to be picked up now. Jackson feeds McWhorter. McWhorter off the block, knocked out of bounds. Nope. Touches the line, and Sandy Creek has come now within one again. And service is going to be knocked out of bounds. And St. Cecilia will battle back. They are up by two. Buffoon to serve. She floats one in. Carrie Shaw feeds Michaela Shaw. Shaw's shot is going to go out of bounds. St. Cecilia will get the point. 15-12 is our score. Ball in play now. Cougars going for it. Down the line, just out of bounds. Are we going to get a touch? No touch. And Sandy Creek will get the point. Both squads battling back now. St. Cecilia had led by as many as five in this set. They're up now by two. Jackson feeds McWhorter on the right side, covered by the Cougars. Good play defensively for Sandy Creek. Kalupa to Jackson to Gaspers. Gaspers shot just out of bounds. And Sandy Creek comes now within one. They can tie it up right here with service from Amanda Caton. Caton lets it go, spins one in. Busboom to Gaspers, sent over by McWhorter. Free ball. Cougars load up now, working the left side. Hard shot, down it goes. Taylor Horse found the spot and has tied the score up at 15. Sandy Creek with a chance to gain the lead for the first time in this set, and it won't be now as the ball gets knocked out of bounds. Coach Van Curien's up with it in his hands. 16-15, St. Cecilia on top. McWhorter to serve. She'll step up. It's going to go just out of bounds. And we're back to being tied up. Sandy Creek, one more opportunity to regain the lead. They lead 2-1, Sandy Creek does. Gary Shaw to Busboom for the Blue Hawks. To Gaspers off the block, knocked out of bounds. Point will go to St. Cecilia. Gaspers put some heat on that ball and was happy to see that sail out of bounds. Abby Jackson steps up, low serve. Cougar scrambling, no carry called, but the service, the return rather, is going to go out of bounds, and St. Cecilia now stretches the lead to 2-18-16. Jackson curtsies, sends it over. Carrie Shaw, coming from the back was Michaela Shaw. It'll be a free ball for the Blue Hawks as they load up on the left side. Gaspers gets it to go right into the meat of that Sandy Creek lineup, but St. Cecilia will get the point from the aggressiveness from Andre Gaspers. Jackson, another low serve. Michaela Shaw lets it go. Jackson steps up to speed. Ernst in the middle lets it go. Big pounding thud. And it's going to be covered by St. Cecilia, but the Cougars load up on the left side, or the right side rather, and drop that ball down. They'll get the service back, trailing by 2. 19-17 is our score. Service from Michaela Shaw to Wilentz to Jackson. Pounded across by Gaspers. And the shot's going to be set down the length of the net, and Sandy Creek has battled back to within one. 19-18, Sandy Creek trails. Ernst lets it fly, covered by Carrie Shaw. Thundering shot, I tell you, one more time. Ashley Arms, how many times have you heard me say that tonight? She comes up big for Sandy Creek. Woo. And we're tied up at 19, and here comes Michaela Shaw. End-over-end serve covered by Wilentz to Jackson to Gaspers. Gaspers into the heart of that block again. And this time the two girls from the Blue Hawks can't get it, and the ball's going to go out of bounds. Sandy Creek has the lead for the first time in this set. We'll take a quick break. 20-19, we've got a Ventura timeout. You're listening to High School Volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
When you work the land, you know that you can make the land work more for you with irrigation and test wells from Shuck Drilling Company in Edgar, Nebraska. Shuck Drilling has T&L pivots, Worthington pumps, Western Land Roller pumps, Hastings Irrigation Pipe and Supplies, and repairs all types of pumps. Shuck Drilling, quality products produced locally to help you increase your harvest yields and helping our economy grow stronger. Shuck Drilling Company in Edgar since 1947, supporting Sandy Creek and area athletes.
The Breeze, 94.5.
St. Cecilia have themselves a five-point lead here in this fourth set. They now trail by one as Sandy Creek has managed to turn things around. Michaela Shaw continues with the serve. Ernst is going to thunder it down. It's going to get knocked out of bounds off of Amanda Caton. And St. Cecilia battles back to tie us up at 20. Andre Gaspers with the serve. Close to the line, but gets it to go off the block. And this time, Kalupa and Ernst team up to pinball that ball down, and St. Cecilia regains the lead 21-20. Michaela DeHarms is blocked at the net, and Jackson can't get to it. Sandy Creek will tie things up at 21. Sandy Creek battling in there. We are tied at 21. Sandy Creek won the first set. St. Cecilia the second. Sandy Creek the third. We're in the fourth, and Sandy Creek watch this one fall over their heads. And St. Cecilia is up now by 1-22-21 late in the first set. Libby Kissinger floats this one in. Good service handled by the Cougars, knocked out of bounds off of a block. So Sandy Creek battles back to tie us up at 22. To serve, Ashley Harms. And she has a hard, heavy serve. Gaspers handles it. Jackson to Kalupa. Kalupa gets it to go and gets it to drop. 23-22, St. Cecilia. Kalupa will inherit the serve for St. Cecilia. And we're going to get a timeout. Sandy Creek will take a break as well. 23-22 is our score. It's high school volleyball in the Breeze. 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
Your Double Circle Co-op, the Fairfield Co-op, has a full line of chemicals, mixed fertilizers, insecticides, and whatever you need for a good farming operation. This full-service co-op has the equipment to do custom application. Propane is available. The Fairfield Nonstop Co-op Fertilizer Association in Fairfield, Glenville, Pauline, and Edgar proudly support Sandy Creek and all area athletes, celebrating more than 50 years of service to South Central Nebraska, including the Fertilizer Ag Chemical Plant near Blue Hill and Ayer. The Fairfield Nonstop Co-op.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Handled by Sandy Creek. Off the block, Cougars will get the point. Tied up at 23. Back and forth we go one more time. 23-23. What a battle. Montana Heinrichs lets it go. Wilentz to Jackson. To Busboom, finds the empty spot. And Busboom gets the lead for St. Cecilia. Set point, 24-23. Busboom with the serve. Floats this one in. Picked up by Horst. Hard shot brings it down, and the Cougars refuse to go away. And we're tied up at 24. What a battle. Back to serve is Amanda Caton. Her shot, oh, going down the last second was Kalupa. Gaspers off the block, gets it to go, St. Cecilia. 25-24, set point one more time for St. Cecilia. Brooke McWhorter to serve, can win it. And force a fifth and decisive set. McWhorter's shot lets it go. Cougars tried to cover. Crowd wanted a carry, didn't get it. Jackson has to hustle over to get it. Ernst will let it fly. Cougars cover. Hard shot brought down home by Kerry Shaw, ties it at 25. Boy, talk about a battle. Cougars are hanging in there. Kerry Shaw with the service. She'll wind up. Roll this one over. Busboom to Jackson to Gaspers. Gaspers lets it go. She can't split the angle. Cougars scramble. Blue Hawks cover. Jackson to Gaspers. Gaspers this time is going to find it. You knew that if she kept working on it, she was going to find it. And she'll get it. 26-25, set point. One more time, St. Cecilia. Abby Jackson lets it fly. Shaw in the middle, blocked by Ernst and Kalupa. Kalupa handles it to Jackson. To Ernst. Ernst gets it to draw. St. Cecilia's going to force the game. A set number five. 27-25, what a set, what a match. And we're going to go to a fifth and decisive set We'll take a quick break and come back with your Allens of Hastings mid-set break. You're listening to High School Volleyball in its Best on KLIQ 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
For all your Husker game day gear, shop Allen's Husker Shop. We have the largest and most unique selection in the area now at 25% off through the end of the month with new Husker clothing, including hard-to-find children's items. For tailgating before the big game, see our Husker canopies, chairs, and coolers. We carry corn heads, giant wall crushers, bedding, and collectibles. Allen's Husker Shop offering you more.
Will you get more Superstore?
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to the last of our Allens of Hastings mid-set break. Brought to you by Allens, You Get More Superstore on West 2nd Street in Hastings. Sandy Creek came out hot and heavy to get this evening started with a 25-20 win. St. Cecilia battled right back and won the second set 25-20. Sandy Creek took the third set 25-21, and in a fourth and very exciting match, St. Cecilia had a five-point lead, lost it, and then managed to come back to take a 27-25 fourth set, and that'll force set number five upon us, so we'll play to 15. But the way these girls are playing, anything could happen. It's a pretty hotly contested match and a lot of fun. Crowd clearly getting into it. It would appear Sandy Creek would have the service and will be serving from right to left. Nope, St. Cecilia is going to, yep, no, it is going to be Sandy Creek. I was keeping my eye on the libero, Alex Walens, and it looks like she'll be rotating in. Sandy Creek will serve Montana Heinrichs. Will toe the line as they check the rotations from both squads for one last time tonight as we enter set number five. We knew it was going to be a rough one from the start. Sandy Creek ranked number one, but they lost on Monday, so you knew their rank was going to drop, and this might be a little bit of an argument to keep it or get it back at least, or at least keep them in the running. C1's a pretty competitive district, and our fifth set is underway off the net. Abby Jackson hung in there. Kalupa feeds Busboom on the outside, but Busboom puts too much meat on that potato. And Sandy Creek will get off to a 1-0 start. Serving one more time, Montana Heinrichs will step up. She'll pop it across just off the net. Gaspers was there. Jackson to Busboom one more time. Busboom into the net, and Jackson tried to cover it, but it ends up being called a carry, and Sandy Creek that quick off to a 2-0 start from the service of Montana Heinrichs. Their service is going to go out of bounds this time, and that's how you bring an end to that streak. St. Cecilia will send Tessa Kalupa to the line. She'll step up, rocket one across, picked up by Horse. Now on the left side, Michaela Shaw let it fly. Blue Hawks were there to cover it. Shot goes down off the block and out of bounds from Busboom, and it's tied up at 2. St. Cecilia. Kalupa one more time lets it go. Picked up and sent across. Nobody there for St. Cecilia. Good read by Sandy Creek. They'll take a 3-2 lead in this fifth and final set. Back to serve is Amanda Caton. Caton has it covered by Kalupa to Jackson. Busboom drops it down the line and gets it. And the score is tied up at 3. Brooke Busboom will handle the service for St. Cecilia. What a match tonight. Let me tell you, can we pick them or what? And we'll tell you a little bit more about some other matches we got as the season kind of starts to wind up for volleyball. Bus boom sends it across. Michaela Shaw now on the right side to Carrie Shaw, but the Cougars were there to cover. Audrey Gaspers off the block and into the net. And are we going to get a save? Yes, we are. The Cougars keep managing to scrap and pull it back. McWhorter sends it across, covered by the Cougars. Dink at the net. Good play by McWhorter. Now Gaspers lets it go off the block on the line and in. Carrie Shaw was not going to be out-battled at the net. Her block just touched the line, and Sandy Creek regains the lead up by 1-4-3. Carrie Shaw with the serve now. Willens to Jackson on the right side to McWhorter. McWhorter's shot covered. Battle at the net. Dunked down. Michaela Shaw gets it. And Sandy Creek now up by 2-5-3. Carrie Shaw from the middle of the court sends it across. Bus boom handles to Jackson. Gaspers out of position. Makes the adjustment. Gets it across. Wise move. But it gives the Cougars a chance to reload. Now it's Gasper's turn to run the length of the net. It's going to go out of bounds. Good idea from Gaspers trying to send it into the block, but nobody was there to touch it for the Cougars. And it's a 6-3 fifth set. McWhorter finds that spot as she gets a good feed from Jackson and brings an end to the streak. St. Cecilia will get it back now down by 2. Brooke McWhorter comes through at the net, and now she's back at the service line to get St. Cecilia back in it. Her end over end is going to be right at the net, perfectly feeding Ernst. Ernst will get it across. Cougars reload. Now it's Jackson for the Blue Hawks to Ernst. Ernst gets a shot. It's going to be picked up by Caton, sent across free ball. Blue Hawks unload on the left side. Gaspers gets it to go right into the block. She has found her groove. She may not be able to get it through that block, but she can play it off of them. And the ball gets knocked out of bounds. St. Cecilia down by 1-6-5. McWhorter sends it across, hustled by Michaela Shaw. In the middle, Ernst lets it go, rolls back off the fingers. Carrie Shaw's there to cover it. Horst sends it across and finds the empty spot. Blue Hawks out of position, could not reset defensively. And it's a two-point Sandy Creek lead. Back to serve is Michaela Shaw. Shaw's shot is covered by Busboom. Now it's Ernst at the line. Diving effort for the Cougars to keep it alive. Free ball, and again, nobody there for St. Cecilia. Defensive breakdown, and those are costly for St. Cecilia. 8-5. Coach Van Kiro wants a timeout. We'll take a break as well. It's High School Volleyball in the Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
Jackson Sports Service has moved to 219 North Lexington in Hastings on the corner of 3rd and Lexington. Jackson's Floor Service does commercial and residential installation of carpet, vinyl, ceramic tile, laminate, and pre-finished wood. Call Jim and Greg at 402-462-9336 or 462-0968. Jackson's Floor Service supports the local and area athletes and teams and wishes them good luck this season. Jackson's Floor Service, now located at 219 North Lexington in Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Fifth and final set from Sandy Creek. Cougars on top, 8-5. Two sets apiece for both these squads, and the fifth set. Sandy Creek has a three-point lead. At the line is Michaela Shaw, the setter for the Cougars. Waiting for the go-ahead for the officials as they check the rotation of St. Cecilia. Four deep for St. Cecilia to handle the service from Shaw. Busboom's there. Gaspers on the left side, off the roll in the net, she'll get it. And she's been trying that all night. This time it finally comes through for her. At a perfect time, St. Cecilia cuts the lead to 2. Abby Jackson will serve for St. Cecilia. Punched over by the Cougars. Jackson to cover. Gaspers winds up. This time she'll go deep in the middle. and get it to drop for St. Cecilia. Audrey Gaspers has come up with two big shots here in the fifth set to get St. Cecilia where they are, down by one. Abby Jackson to tie it for St. Cecilia. In the middle, Harms, covered by Walensz. To Jackson, pushed over by Kalupa. In the middle, Harms gets it to go. Busboom's there to block it. Harms one more time. Caught St. Cecilia in the shift. And boy, she could just putt that ball anywhere she wants to. She has that angle and that touch on the ball. And it's a 9-7, still four deep for St. Cecilia. But they're not all the way deep. Busboom handles it. Jackson back set to Gaspers. Gaspers off the block. Can't get it. Kalupa made an effort at it, but it was too much from Sandy Creek. And their lead now, the Cougars up by 3-10-7. Service from Horse, covered by Busboom, to Jackson, to Kalupa off the block. Diving effort for the Cougars in the back row. Hard shot. Gaspers is home. She'll cover for St. Cecilia and then load up on the left side, and nobody there for Sandy Creek. A little confusion in that front row and that set. And St. Cecilia will get the serve back now, down by two. Gaspers to serve. Her shots covered by the Cougars. Michaela Shaw to Harms. Jackson to Kalupa to Busboom. Off the net, in the net. No, it did not clear. And Sandy Creek will pick up the point and a 3-point lead. Things getting interesting. 11-8. Sandy Creek hanging in there, up now by three. Harms lets it go. It's a knuckleball picked up by Gaspers to Ernst. Bluehawks now on the left side. Busboom sends one down. Good return, good save by the Cougars off a hard shot. Busboom, undeterred, will let it go, and then it's going to be the Cougars coming up big, and it's covered by the Bluehawks. Both sides thundering at each other. Gary Shaw to Busboom, knocked out of bounds. Sandy Creek will get the point and make it a 12-8 ball game. Coach Van Kuro wants a timeout. We'll take a break as well. It's High School Volleyball in the Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
It's the Take the Money and Ride Fall Savings event at CPI and Mr. Tire. Get a $50 and up to a $75 debit card with the purchase of four select tires at CPI and Mr. Tire. Offer ends October 31st, 2009. Ask CPI and Mr. Tire for details. And get free rotation, free mounting, free balancing, and a free road hazard warranty at CPI and Mr. Tire.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Winding down here at Sandy Creek. Rob Austin with you on The Breeze, 94.5. Tied up two sets apiece. We're in the fifth, and Sandy Creek's on a roll. Up by four, 12-8. They play to 15. And winning by two. Service from Harms. Hard shot, right smack dab in the middle, and the Bluehawks are battling back. 12-9, St. Cecilia with the serve. It's Libby Kissinger. She'll roll this one across, picked up by the Cougars. Carrie Shaw, battle at the net, thrown down by McWhorter. To Busboom, off the block. Good coverage. No, it's not going to be there for the Cougars. And St. Cecilia gets it back. Down by two. 12-10, Kissinger sends it across. Cougars now on the left side. Partial block. It's going to be dumped over by McWhorter off the partial block. Now Jackson to Kalupa to McWhorter, pushed over. Sandy Creek battles at the line, and they're going to get it right at the net. And it's 13-10, Sandy Creek by three. Well, Walensz back into the ballgame. Ernst is out. To serve is Montana Heinrichs, and she can put a streak together. Heinrichs winds up into the net, and down it goes. And that's the break St. Cecilia needed. Down now by two, 13-11, Sandy Creek. Kalupa to serve. Kalupa's shot. Covered by Michaela Shaw to Carrie Shaw. Back to Michaela off the block from Jackson and McWhorter. McWhorter to Jackson. Right back to McWhorter. It's blocked in the net by Carrie Shaw. Sandy Creek stepped up. Good read by Carrie Shaw. And we have match points 14-11. Service is up. St. Cecilia, their backs against the wall. McWhorter shot, flips the defenders and gets it in. 14-12. Match point continues for Sandy Creek. Service belongs to St. Cecilia. Brooke Buckboom to serve for the Blue Hawks. She'll wind up, let it go. Michaela Shaw now to Jackson. To Gaspers off the block, covered by the Cougars. Michaela Shaw to Horst. Willens is there. Gaspers lets it go off the block. Cougars reloading in the middle. Harms got excuse it. Carrie Shaw gets it to go, and they get the win. Carrie Shaw got the perfect feed. And Sandy Creek picks up a big win tonight at home against St. Cecilia. Taking the fifth set, 15-12. We will take a break and come back with our Sylvan Learning Center post-game show. You're listening to High School Volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
Superior Deschler Incorporated in Edgar supports the farmers and agriculture in South Central Nebraska. Superior Deschler serves its customers with propane, custom application, liquid fertilizer, variable rate dry fertilizer, anhydrous ammonia, farm chemicals, refined fuels and seeds, including Dynagro. Proudly serving Edgar, Fairfield, and the surrounding area. Superior Deschler Incorporated in Edgar. Good luck on the field and in the classrooms of Sandy Creek and area athletes. From Superior Deschler Incorporated.
Best of luck in tonight's game from Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes in and out of the game, Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed.
If it's building a new home, residential remodeling, or a light commercial building, call John Gaspers Construction in Hastings, 463-4077. John Gaspers Construction will do the job from start to finish using professional expertise to satisfy your building ideas. John Gaspers Construction, call 463-4077. John and Pam wish the St. Cecilia sports team successful seasons and good luck to the Adams Central Hastings Hyatt area athletes. John Gaspers Construction, where they care enough to build it better.
Muscati Health Center proudly supports the St. Cecilia athletes and team. Muscati Health is an integrated team of family physicians and mental health care providers, specializing in family practice and obstetrics, always caring for its current patients and always welcoming new patients. Muscati Health Center is open from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday, Tuesday nights till 7:30, and now offering urgent care services Saturday and Sunday afternoon from 1 to 4. Stewards of Compassionate Care. Muscati Health Center in the Crozier Park Professional Center, 223 East 14th Street, Hastings.
This is the Sylvan Postgame Show on the Breeze 94.5, brought to you by Sylvan Learning Centers.
Help your child get headed in the right direction this school year. The Sylvan team will take the time to develop a personalized program that will achieve lifelong success for your child. Whether it's building core academic skills and filling in the gaps, improving study habits, getting them prepared for college, or providing focused help in one subject, Sylvan can help. To learn more, call Sylvan today at 1-800-EDUCATE or visit us on the web at www.educate.com.
Now, let's go back for a recap of tonight.
Welcome back one more time to the Cougars' Den. Rob Osmond with you from Sandy Creek. What a match tonight. What a pleasure it was to bring it to you. Sandy Creek, the Cougars, the real deal. Step up tonight to defeat St. Cecilia Bluehawks. Three sets. Two, they took the first set. Sandy Creek did 25-20. St. Cecilia answers back 25-20. Then Sandy Creek in the third set comes up big, 25-21, in a very exciting match. And then the fourth set was even more exciting, and this time St. Cecilia came out on top, 27-25. But in the fifth set, Sandy Creek just too much, 15-12 over the Blue Hawks, and they do it behind the hard hitting of Ashley Harms and some superior blocking by Kerry Shaw. Shaw from that middle position really did a lot of damage and really racked up the points for Sandy Creek. We mentioned at the outset of the ball game, Sandy Creek ranked number one in C2. We had a feeling that they still might lose that number one ranking only because they lost to Fillmore Central back on Monday. But they really came up big tonight against Hastings St. Cecilia. So we'll see how much that weighs in their favor. But it looks like a pretty solid victory, nevertheless, for Sandy Creek. And, boy, they are a fine-looking team. They do a great job covering and defensively, and they just do not let anything slip away from them. So Sandy Creek with a big win tonight at home versus the St. Cecilia. So we are going to take a quick break, and we'll see if we can get any of the coaches to head our way to talk about this great matchup, and then we'll kind of set the stage and let you know what's going on for the rest of these two ball club seasons, and a look ahead at our Friday broadcast coming your way, and what's next for volleyball right here on The Breeze. So stay with us. You're listening to our Sylvan Learning Center post-game show brought to you by Sylvan Learning Center, 1-888-EDUCATE. Sylvan Learning Center, proud sponsors of the post-game show on The Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
What was your reaction to the last report card your child brought home? Joy, disappointment, confusion, shock? Many parents experience a range of emotions at report card time. They're certain that their child can do better in school, but just aren't sure how to help. Sylvan can help. Through a variety of diagnostic tools, Sylvan can help pinpoint your child's academic strengths and weaknesses and create a personalized program to meet your child's needs. Sylvan can help the next report card be a great one. Call 1-800-EDUCATE now.
Deeker Construction in Hastings has been a trusted contractor for more than 25 years. Deeker Construction specializes in custom homes, commercial construction, complete remodeling, and additions, as well as concrete work. Deeker Construction's support of high school athletics helped make this broadcast possible.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Sandy Creek one final time. Rob Austin with you. High school volleyball at its best tonight. Sandy Creek topples St. Cecilia 3-2 in a very exciting couple of final sets there to watch. And what a great matchup tonight as well. It was a pleasure to bring it to you. It was a great matchup tonight, always fun to see, and always fun to bring you these ball games. For the rest of the season, let's take a look at their schedules. St. Cecilia, boy, they have a really tough schedule coming up. They have a battle. They'll host their own triangular with Lincoln Lutheran and Columbus Scotus, and Columbus Scotus just beat them here last week, so that's going to be a tough battle for Hastings St. Cecilia. And then they'll take on the Heartland, and then they'll go to the Twin River Conference as well to wrap up the season against Twin River and then against St. Paul in that triangular. And then that will wrap up Hastings St. Cecilia's season. For Sandy Creek, they will host Sutton, and then they're going to play a very tough Palmer team. Palmer 16-3 right now in D1, but, boy, they are pretty sharp team. So Sandy Creek will take on Sutton and then Palmer, and then they'll take part in the Southern Nebraska Conference Tournament in Milford to wrap up their season. So Sandy Creek tonight improves to 18-4. St. Cecilia now is at 15-10 in a very difficult season for the Blue Hawks. As for tomorrow, as we turn our attention to football, on our network of stations, on Classic Hits, KKPR. Tomorrow we'll have Elm Creek at Kearney Catholic with a pregame coming your way at 6:30, kickoff at 7. Elm Creek and Kearney Catholic on 98.9. On our ESPN station 1460, we'll have Amherst at Overton. Pregame there, 6:30, kickoff at 7. Amherst and Overton on ESPN 1460. And then right here on The Breeze, we're going to have a great one. Two 5-1 teams, Axtell at Giltner, will come your way with a pregame at 6:30, kickoff at 7. So look for Axtell and Giltner tomorrow night right here on the Breeze 94.5. So looks like we've got a great weekend of sports coming your way. As for the next volleyball, high school volleyball matchup on the Breeze on Monday, we've got a pretty good-sized tournament coming your way, the Twin River tournament coming your way from Deschler, and we will have the consolation game and the championship game coming your way on Monday. Stay tuned for times and teams as they are still working out the details of that, and they've got a lot of games to play down in Deschler. So on that note, we will wrap things up tonight. Thanks again for listening. Thanks to all of our sponsors for making these games possible tonight. The Sandy Creek Cougars take down the St. Cecilia Bluehawks 3-2. And it was a fantastic matchup right here on the Breeze. So I'm Rob Austin. We'll wrap things up on that note, and we will see you tomorrow night for Axtell and Giltner for high school football on the Breeze. Take care. Have yourselves a great evening, and we will see you next time. Thanks so much, and goodbye from Sandy Creek.
Your local sports favorites are here.